Today is the 15th of January. We are officially halfway through. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are down to the wire, guys. We literally have 6 tickets left. The team and I have been working extremely hard for this worship service, and I cannot wait to worship with those who will be attending on the day. So if you do want a ticket, please go over to my Instagram page at JC May, click on the link in my bio and go get your tickets. They will sell out. I'm assuming by the end of this week or next week, but they will sell out. But with all that said, family, we are going to continue where we beautifully left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. Family, and it says this: therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed by the day. And so, Almighty God, we confess that we are getting older, less and less. The older we get, we are thankful. However, that each day older we get, the closer we are coming home to you. So please help us not to become cynical, negative, or bitter as we grow older. Instead, please renew us and use us to bless others who need to find their way home to you. This we pray in your precious, precious name. Amen. And amen. Jesus, who died, is now glorified. Jesus, who died, now glorified in my home. Jesus, who died, and he's now glorified. This week I want us to reflect on how awesome God is, and I want our worship to be a reflection of his beauty and being a reflection of how much we are in awe of him. I just want you to be in awe. I just want your worship to reflect how much you love him, and I want your worship to reflect the fact that you stand in awe of his holiness, of his love, of his grace. You stand in awe of his mercy and love and joy and peace. Stand in awe of his miracles, signs and wonders. He is the God yesterday, today and forevermore. Wherever you are, lift up your voice.
Mikete rebo shandara basi kete rebo sha. Bwakata raba si kete rebo sha.
Yeah. Exodus 34 verse 10 says, "Then God said, Behold, I am going to make a covenant before all your people. I will perform miracles which have not been produced in all the earth, nor among any of the nations. And all the people among whom you live will see the working of the Lord, for it is a fearful thing that I am going to perform with you." Yes, Lord. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hand. Majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty, wherever you are, will you lift up your voice and speak in your heavenly language. I want you to surround yourself with it right now. Makata rabase keteribo shakata, brakata rabase ndiribo shakata. If you can't speak in a heavenly language, if you can't speak in tongues, just begin to lift your voice and worship him. Just begin to lift your voice and worship him. Just begin to lift up your voice and worship him. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, magnificent God. Holy God. Righteous are you, Lord, in all the earth. There is none like you. There is none like you, oh God. We worship you today. We worship you. We worship you. We bow our hearts. We bow our hearts. We bow our minds. We bow our souls. And Father, we ask that you take control of them. Father, we give them up to you right now. And we say, have your way. There is no one like you. Nobody compares to you. Oh, oh. Father, we worship you. Father, we glorify you. We honor you. We magnify you. We bow before your throne. Makata raba sendere bo shekete. Mindere bo shanda raba ba 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 ba
Jesus found me just as I am, empty handed but alive in your hands. Oh Lord,
hey. Bible says it, Deuteronomy 10 verse 21, it says, He is your praise and He is your God, who has done these great and awesome things for you, which your eyes have seen. Which your eyes have seen. You know, we need to take the time to look around and just begin to see the great and awesome things which He has done for us around us. The miracles that we see every day. You know, as I begin to look around, I begin to think of where God has brought me from. Worshipping our King is such an honor, and it gives me such pleasure to be able to sit here knowing that my life has been transformed, that my mind has been transformed, because I am now in the space of where I am able to be used by Him, not to gain anything but just for His glory to shine on earth. I'm on an Isaiah 66 verse 18. I'm on a mission. That's my mission. That tongues and nations will gather, will come, and that God will show us His glory. And so for the next minute, just, you're not going to hear me, just for the next minute, just go. So Father, we thank and praise You that we are in Christ and He is in us. Thank You, Father, that You are the husbandman. Jesus is the true vine and we are the branch. Father, help us to abide in Him moment by moment so that we may be fruitful in Your service and glorify Your holy name in word and in deed. Father, we ask that as we go through this week, Father, we place it into your hands. We don't know what circumstances may come our way, but Father, in your grace, we pray that you will direct our path, guide our actions, influence our attitude, and guard our motives, so that it may be a fruitful week and a time which brings glory to you. Father, we pray that this week we may diligently seek you in all things and trust you in all the need and necessities of life, not relying on ourselves, but living in utter dependence of you, knowing that this is honoring your name and your will for all your children. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So, we are on all the social media websites. A Heart of Worship is on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I am on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. If this is your first time listening to A Heart of Worship, please DM me, send me a message and let me know that you're listening to this for the first time, or let me know how this has blessed you. I really want to stay connected with you as much as possible. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed.